Welcome to this second of three hypnosis training audios on memorizing music reliably in the Hypnosis for Confident Music Performance Program. Along with the other hypnosis recordings in this program, please do not drive or operate machinery while listening to these tracks. Only listen to them when you can permit yourself to completely relax. Your visual mind assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of any of the materials in the program. These tracks aim to help you learn how to get yourself in the right state of mind so that you can get the best possible results. And your role in hypnosis is to seek to have your mind as receptive as possible and your body as relaxed as possible. And now, I want you to imagine once again that you're in that familiar control room of your mind, the place where focus, learning, and deep relaxation begin. You're sitting in that comfortable chair, facing the row of 10 dimmer switches, each one ready to guide you deeper into this state of effortless learning. Take the first dimmer switch now. Exhale as you turn it down, nice and easy. Feel which muscles relax first. Your shoulders softening, your forehead smoothing, your breath slowing. That's right. Now rest your finger on the second dimmer and turn it down, all the way to zero. And these sensations are familiar to you. Notice once again how your inner quiet deepens, how your awareness becomes more focused on the sensations in your body. Take the third dimmer, turn it down, and feel yourself slipping deeper into relaxation. The lights grow softer, and your mind becomes more receptive to learning. Turn the fourth dimmer down and feel the trance deepening. Your awareness sharpens, yet your body relaxes further. You're safe, in control, and curious about how deep this state can go. Now the fifth dimmer. Turn it down and let go just a little more. You're well on your way. Turn the sixth dimmer down and notice how effortless this feels. Those familiar feelings become stronger and stronger. Your mind is quiet, still, and ready to absorb new ways of learning. Now the seventh dimmer. Turn it down and feel the release. Everything is peaceful. Your mind is balanced, open, ready for change. Turn the eighth dimmer down and go deeper inside. You're floating now, without effort, without resistance. And now, the ninth dimmer. Turn it down and prepare for the final step. And now the 10th and final dimmer, the one that takes you to that special place where your unconscious mind can make the changes you need. Turn it down all the way. And when I say the words trance now, you arrive in that perfect state of deep, focused learning. Trance now. And you let go. And you let yourself slip downward into a deeper state of trance. And now I'm going to count from 5 down to 0. And with each number that I count backwards down to 0, you will let yourself deepen your state of relaxation, deepen the state of receptivity of your mind twice as much with each number that I count. We're beginning now. 5, twice as deeply. 4, twice as deeply. 3, twice as deeply. 2, twice as deeply. 1, twice as deeply, and 0. And take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, let that same familiar sensation of warm relaxation pass from the top of your head down to your feet. And now, in this relaxed and open state, I'd like you to return to your music library, the grand, beautiful place where all the music you have ever loved is stored. But today, you notice something new. On the librarian's desk, where the golden key once sat, there are now 3 keys, each glowing with a different light. The first key is silver, cool to the touch, and hums faintly with the energy of movement. This is the key of muscle memory, the memory of how your body moves to create the music. When you pick it up, you feel the ghost of your fingers on the keys, the weight of your arms, the rhythm of your breath as you play. This key reminds you, your body knows the way. The second key is copper, warm and resonant, ringing with the echoes of every note you've ever heard. This is the key of auditory memory, the memory of how the music sounds. When you hold it, you hear the piece you're learning as if it's playing right now. Each melody, each harmony, each nuance of tone. This key whispers, your ears know the way. The third key is gold, just like before, but now you see it more clearly, engraved with notes, rhythms, and stories. This is the key of cognitive memory, the memory of what the music is, the names of the notes, the structure of the piece, the emotions it carries, the story it tells. This key assures you, your mind knows the way. And then you notice the librarian who is stepping forward, and she explains, these three keys work together. If you rely on only one, your memory is like a book balanced on the edge of a shelf, easy to knock over. But when all three keys are strong, your music is unshakable. Even if one memory falters, the others will hold it steady. Now imagine you're learning a new piece. You place the sheet music on the desk, and the librarian shows you how to use the three keys to consolidate the music, moving it from short-term memory, where it's fragile, to long-term memory, where it becomes a permanent part of you. The librarian takes the silver key in her hand, the key for strengthening muscle memory. And she says, first, take this silver key in your hand. To strengthen this memory, you'll remove the sound and the theory just for a moment and focus only on the feeling of playing. Close your eyes and let your fingers move through the motions as if you're playing on a silent keyboard. Feel the shape of each chord, the distance between the keys, the rhythm of your hands. This is how your body learns the music so deeply that it becomes automatic, like walking or breathing. If this feels unfamiliar, don't worry. The librarian reminds you, muscle memory grows stronger with mindful repetition. The more you focus on the physical sensations, the more reliable this key becomes. Then the librarian turns to the copper key for strengthening auditory memory. And she says, now take this copper key in your hand. This time you'll remove the physical movement and the theory and focus only on the sound. Listen to the piece in your mind as if you're hearing it played perfectly. Notice the timbre, the dynamics, the way the phrases rise and fall, and if you're unsure, hum or sing the melody aloud. Let your voice trace the notes like a finger following a line on a map. The librarian nods. The clearer the sound in your mind, the easier it is to recall. This key helps you recognize the music, even if your fingers stumble. And then the librarian turns to the gold key, the key for strengthening cognitive memory. And she says to you, finally, take this gold key in your hand. Now you'll remove the sound and the physical movement and focus only on the structure of the music. What are the notes? What are the chords? What is the rhythm? Can you write them out in your mind or name them aloud? What story does this piece tell? What emotions does it carry? The more details you add, the more you understand the music, and the stronger this key becomes. The librarian smiles. This key is your safety net. Even if your fingers or your ears falter, your mind will remember the path. And now, the librarian brings all three keys together. She shows you how to use all three of them at once. This is mental rehearsal, where you imagine playing the piece in your mind, bringing together the feeling of your fingers, the sound of the notes, and the structure of the music. It's not just repetition, it's mindful, vivid practice. The more details you include, the weight of your hands, the tone of each note, the story you're telling, the stronger the memory becomes. And here's the secret. This process isn't about brute force. It's about awareness. When you practice mindfully, focusing on the three keys, your music moves from short-term memory to long-term memory, where it stays with you, reliable and strong. Even under pressure, even years later, the three keys will guide you back to the music. Sometimes you might worry, what if I forget? But the librarian reassures you, forgetting is just a signal. It means one of your keys needs a little more attention. So you return to that section, feeling it with the silver key, hearing it with the copper key, understanding it with the gold key, until it's unshakable. And remember, as time passes, these keys become even more important. The mind changes as we age, but the three keys adapt with you. The more you use them, the more sure and certain your memory becomes. So now your practice in the library means that from now on, your unconscious mind will guide you to use the silver key to feel the music in your body. Use the copper key to hear the music clearly in your mind. And use the gold key to understand the music's structure and story. And finally, to bring the keys together in mental rehearsal, where all three memories, muscle, auditory, and cognitive, work as one. Because in this library, music isn't just remembered, it's known deeply, joyfully, and without effort. And now, as we prepare to leave the music library, I want you to know that the three keys are always with you. Every time you practice, you can return to this place where music is absorbed effortlessly, reinforced naturally, and retrieved with confidence. So now, I'll count from 1 to 5, and with each number, you'll begin to return to full, awake awareness, feeling refreshed, focused, and ready to apply what you've discovered with the three keys. We will begin now. 1, taking a deep breath. Feeling your body waking up, carrying the warmth of the silver, copper, and gold keys with you. 2, stretching your fingers, your arms, your legs, ready to move, ready to play. 3, your mind is clear, sharp, and filled with the certainty that your music is safe in your library. 4, you're almost fully awake, knowing that every time you practice, the three keys grow stronger, the memories deeper. And 5, eyes open, fully alert, and excited to step into your music with confidence, because now you have the keys to make it unforgettable.